Greetings in Jesus' name on the 16th day of June, the year of our Lord, 2021. It's currently in the 50s outside. It's a cool morning, and we're thrilled, though, about the opportunities that God has given us today to be able to serve King Jesus and to rejoice in the fact that tonight is an opportunity to go to worship collectively together and to hear the great songs of Zion and to preach the Word of God. Currently, I'm preaching through the book of Acts on Wednesday night, and tonight I'm again speaking on the ministry of the Holy Spirit and the life of the believer. And I was studying this morning and preparing my heart and preparing my notes and asking God to speak like only He can. And I was reminded again of when the Holy Ghost said no to the great saints of God in the past. And they were desirous to go and preach the gospel in certain locations, and the Spirit of God said no. And oft times we can find the direction of the Spirit of God leading us and guiding us by saying no, and then again by saying yes. And so looking forward to that tonight at the house of the Lord. I hope that you're thrilled about the midweek services, and may God help us to be dedicated and consecrated and to go out to the house of the Lord on these midweek worship times and to see what the Lord has in store for us. In your Bibles today, I would like for you to look with me in the book of Acts, chapter number 2 and verse number 42. The Bible says, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers." I'm reading through the book of Acts in my personal Bible reading, and my heart again is stirred as I read this passage of Scripture and discover again about the early church. What did the early church do? Well, the Bible says that the early church continued. That's what it says. And they continued. It says also that they continued steadfastly. This is what the early church did. They were busy about the Father's business of continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and in fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. These are four areas of our life that we should be challenged today to continue steadfastly in. First of all, we should continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. We should be faithful to the Word of God, to the things that have been taught to us, the doctrine of Christ, Christology. We should continue steadfastly in the doctrine of Christ. We should continue steadfastly in theology, the doctrine of God. We should continue steadfastly in the doctrine of bibliology, the great truths that our Bible is the inerrant, infallible, eternal Word of God. We should continue steadfastly in bibliology. We should continue steadfastly in pneumatology. Thank God for the doctrine of the Holy Spirit. And we should continue steadfastly in these great doctrines of the Word of God. Number two, we should continue steadfastly in fellowship. We should be faithful to fellowship. The pandemic has caused there to be no fellowship. For a long time, we were challenged to not leave our home. And now the church is struggling, and we're trying to get back to what God would have for us to do. And we need to continue steadfastly in fellowship. We need to come together as a body of believers and fellowship one with another. Number three, we should continue steadfastly in the breaking of bread. We should be faithful to take part in the Lord's table and to think upon what Christ did for us on the cross, and to think upon His shed blood and His crucified body and Him giving His life for our life. We should continue steadfastly in the breaking of bread. And then last of all, we should continue steadfastly in prayers. This is what we must be doing. We must not be wasting time, but may God help us to continue steadfastly in all of these things, and especially the last one, in prayers, and staying faithful to our God, and not turning to the left or to the right, but keeping our eyes on the Savior. And may the Lord bless us today that we would continue steadfastly. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. Send me a note along. I'd like to hear from many of you. God bless you. Have a wonderful Wednesday, and we'll talk to you again on tomorrow.